Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, good evening, wherever you are. This is your host, Nick Humphries. A bit of a solemn show, I think. A bit of a heart-wrenching show. Because I'm going to dedicate this to two very close friends and family. Firstly, our horse that we lost last Thursday, Herbie. He was a nigh on 31-year-old thoroughbred, but he had such great character. But unfortunately, he fell ill, and there was no way of actually making him recover from it. So we had to decide to have poor Herbie put to sleep and allow him to cross the Rainbow Bridge. That was quite hard. You know, I've known him for 2 years. My wife had him for 18. Bless him, but a great character, and one that was questioned quite a lot even before my wife had him, because he was quite a strong character and people didn't really understand anything about him. But through a lot of work, a lot of unconditional love, you know, my wife would actually, you know, not break his spirit, but you know, work with him a lot to make him realise that actually, you know, he was a good horse, and he was a good horse. Unfortunately, I never got to ride him because he was too old for me, or for my weight anyway. And then sadly, as you already know, probably I kept on saying over the radio about having a sick dog in the background. Well, a sick dog was our Rottweiler, Ben. Now, when people hear the word Rottweiler, they instantly, sometimes they think, ugh, you know, nasty, vicious dogs. Well, actually, they're not. I have to say, it all depends on the owners. And if you've ever seen the film Over the Hedge, and there's a scene in there where the Rottweiler comes out of his dog kennel in the garden, and all he wants to do is play, well, that was Ben. He was a loving, loving dog. Caring, understanding. Would give you his heart and soul, basically, and he did, really. But unfortunately, due to tumour, cancer, and the fact that he was suffering way too much, and more that we could stand to watch, we decided yesterday that we would allow him to cross again the Rainbow Bridge. To have two passings in that 1 week has been quite traumatic for us. And being spiritualists, being a medium, being in touch with my feminine side, as we have to be, I suppose, as mediums, you know, my emotions do go all over the place. I've cried rather a lot. We've both cried rather a lot. So this show is actually dedicated to both of those. And we're going to go to some music soon, and then we'll open some telephone lines. But first of all, obviously, on a good note, we've still got a competition. We've got a pair of tickets to give away to a Colin Fry show, okay, the Higher Senses Tour 2012, okay. And the show we're giving away for is for the Harlequin Theatre in Redhill, Surrey. I used to work in Redhill many years ago. This is for the 19th of April, Harlequin Theatre, Redhill. This is for the Higher Senses Tour 2012 with Colin Fry. Lovely guy. Very genuine. And if you remember last week, I set a question and you have to email me the answer. Now, the first email that I get through, okay, with the answer, the correct answer, wins the tickets. So the email that you need is info@nick-humphries, that's spelled humphries.com. And the question is purely, name one of our beloved family members that passed to spirit over the last week. Okay, I did give you the answers. I will give you the answers obviously during the show. It's going to be a very quick hour, I believe. I feel it's always a quick hour. And also the important contact telephone numbers for you guys that would like readings in the US, you need to contact 760-283-4611. And everywhere else, UK included, 001-760-283-4611. Or, of course, you can Skype, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Okay, that's the information that you need. I will keep checking my emails, okay, just to... and now my emails have decided to go funny. How amazing. Do you know, it's been an amazing week, and I know it's been a harsh week for us as well. You know, we've lost these two lovable characters, but it's certainly made questions of the unconditional love as spiritualists, as mediums. I know my wife is actually very, very angry at the fact that these two innocent, lovable pets were given these problems. But unfortunately, I, as a medium, and it sounds quite harsh, but these things do happen. But I do miss them terribly. And if you know me, if you're a Facebook friend, you will see that I've put pictures up of Herbie and Ben, and I've had several comments, and I'd like to say thank you to everybody that's made comments as well. But let's go on to something else as well, because I just want to make a couple of announcements and they are tours. Okay, I'm actually going to be doing two tours. Sounds crazy, but I'm going to be doing two tours this year, or say for the later part of this year, starting in June. I've joined up, as you know, with my lovable friend Michelle Morgan, and we are going to be doing a tour. It's going to be called the Connections Tour. This is where we will be doing theatre shows. We will be doing workshops as well alongside some of these shows. And the other tour would be Through the Veil, okay? And that's my solo tour. And I believe that would probably start again June or July time. But you need to go to nick-humphreys.com, okay? Go to the events page and look on that. And I believe, I'm just getting the information up correctly. Now, Michelle will kill me for this if I get this wrong. And please forgive me, Michelle. I know you're listening. I believe it's www.michellemorgan.co.uk. I could be wrong. I might get a message in a minute from Michelle correcting me, so I shall update you on that as we speak. Okay, so in about 5 minutes time, the telephone lines will be opened. I will do some readings. Now bear in mind, I've had a harsh week. My emotions are all over the place, so this is going to be a real test for me, because even being on platform, you know, when spirit come forward and they're full of emotion and they all they want to be do is make you cry, we have to be really strong. And obviously we can't show that emotion, but they give us information that you need to understand. So if I do have a lovely person come through the veil from spirit world that has this emotion, I may not be able to control it. So I do know that my dear friend Mike is in the wings listening. And if I do fall into that pit, then I will be calling on his services to stand in for me while I compose myself. So I'm going to go to some music. These are three tracks, okay? The first one, you'll instantly understand why. The second one's a bit more upbeat because I want to bring a bit of sunshine into it. But then there's a bit of a solemn one after that. So let's go to the music. When we get back, I'll go through the competition again, and then I'll obviously go to the telephone lines. So we're going to go to the music now, and enjoy, because it's lovely music.
We both Don't listen to a word they say. They don't see. when you find that you're always lonely.
So, three great tracks there. And thank you to everybody that was giving me comments on my Facebook page and so on. Very touched. And I thought they were very fitting tracks to the occasion as well. So, right, I've been corrected. Okay. We have a change in the email. Oh, sorry, not the email, but the website address I gave you for Michelle. It's actually www.michellemorganmedium.co.uk. And you can go onto her site as well as mine. Look at the events page to see what we're actually doing together, because we're actually doing paranormal investigations together, and so on. So, but yeah, just look at that, find out the information, and get in contact. But I need to give these tickets away, a pair of tickets, okay, for the 19th of April to the Harlequin Theatre in Redhill in Surrey. Okay, there must be somebody out there that's listening that would love to go and see Colin Fry do his fantastic show, The Higher Senses. Okay, it's the tour of 2012 for him. And it's, I know it's a good show because he's a great guy. So if I can, if my spirits are going to stand next to me, hopefully they will do, because they never normally let me down, I will go to the telephone lines. Okay, to see if I can do a reading. Now, I need to stand up for this because I'm actually sitting down and comforting my wife. So let's go to the telephone lines, see how we get on. But again, I know, and I apologise, obviously, if I do fail and crumble, then obviously Mike will come in. But let's see what happens. So I think the first call we got, maybe, is it Jill?
Yes.
Hi, Jill. Welcome.
Hi.
And whereabouts are you calling from, Jill?
Okay, do I ask you a question?
You can. Can you tell me where you're calling from, please?
Illinois.
Illinois, okay. And your question, sweetheart?
Okay, I am now 51, and I was the youngest in my family, and I feel like I was very emotionally and mentally abused. My dad passed away 4 years ago, my mother 26 years ago. I have two older sisters, one I don't have anything to do with because there's no way to get along with her unless you let her rob you of everything. And my other sister really hasn't had anything to do with me since my dad died, and I feel like I'm still being abused, and I can't move past it.
Okay. Okay. So your question is how do you actually get over this? Is that, that's the question, yes?
Right, and why, after I'm 51 years old, why does it never change? And why is my sister not really having anything to do with me? I'm a single mom all alone.
Okay, okay. Let me see what I can get for you. Just bear me a second, okay? Just let her
linking
in. Okay, okay, sweetheart. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. 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 Right, I'll tell you what I'm getting so far, okay? I've got a lady in spirit. Now, I'm going to say lovely lady, okay? Because we are all lovely. I know sometimes we do harsh things, okay? But this lady's coming through, and she is a lovely lady. I want to say she's quite short and... She's not a weighty woman. She hasn't got a lot of weight, but she does have a belly. Do you understand this connection to this lady in the spirit world? I do believe this is your mum, she's telling me. Okay, this is mum's side of the family, so I want to take the link to your mum. Okay, do you understand this lady?
Okay.
You can take the connection.
If she's okay. Real short, it could be my grandmother, which is her mom.
Okay. Okay, sweetheart. Can you give me... Okay. Okay. Because all she keeps saying to me, okay, is to tell you to keep strong or to be strong. Okay, and so why did they do the mental abuse then? What was that? Okay. Okay, right, thank you. Okay. What she's saying actually is to me is that the family unit, it was a really hard family unit. This is what she's saying to me. She's saying, okay, just repeat that for me so I missed it. Okay, so it's a hard... Okay, right, thank you. It was... She's just saying it was a hard family unit. So what she means by that is, and what she's just correcting me, is that it was... Wait, you're not making it clear. Hang on a second. Hang on a second, sweetheart. Okay, right, thank you. Right, so she's just saying, okay, it was to okay, make you stronger. This is what she's saying. Okay, she's just elaborating a little bit as to why... Okay, she's talking about release. Okay, so you need to release this, obviously, which you know. Okay. But also, she's talking. She wants to take your memory back some years. Okay, to when you and your family were together. Okay, because she's telling me that actually, and besides the abuse that you say that your mum and dad gave you. Okay, she was saying, or she is saying, that actually you were seen as probably one of the favourites or the favourites, and she's talking about a lot of picking. So you were being picked on or bullied. Okay, thank
yeah.
you. Okay, by your siblings. You'd understand
yeah.
this. Okay,
yes, right. And they still do it.
Okay, I was just about to say, and they still do it. Okay, okay, sweetheart. This is what I want to say to you. Okay, this is exactly what she's saying. Is this is not your problem. Okay, this
okay.
is not your problem. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, so why did they do that? Can she come through and tell me, or okay, this is Gran. Okay, so this is Mum's side of the family, but she's also saying actually Mum is quite embarrassed. Okay, about some of the things that happened. Okay, okay, right, thank you. Okay, right, okay. But what she, okay, this is what I tell everybody whenever I do personal one-to-one readings, okay, or even if I'm on stage in a theatre, I will always tell people the one way that you can get over this, okay, is to just say to that person, even if they've passed over to the spirit world, in your mind, just say, I forgive you, okay? It doesn't mean that you actually accept their actions, okay, but you're forgiving them for their actions onto you. So you're cutting an emotional tie from them, okay? I've done it many a time, okay? This is something that you can do, and it works. It may not work straight away. It may be something that you might have to do over and over again, because this is what she's also telling me. She just needs to forget. This is what she's telling me. She just needs to forget and move on, okay? And she's just telling
okay.
me, don't worry about the sister. This is her problem. It's your sister's problem, not yours. Okay? Okay, thank you. Okay. Because she's telling me you've got a whole... What's that? There's other problems around you as well, sweetheart. This is not concerning
yeah.
family. Okay?
Yeah.
She says, she's telling me you've got other problems to deal with, and you don't need the extra strain of the family turmoil. Okay? Right, thank you. Okay. And what she's doing, she's showing me a circle, okay? And she's placing you in the circle. And so what she means is that you need to protect yourself, so look after yourself. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. She's talking about health as well. So there's a health issue here for you. You understand this?
Yes.
This is one of,
no,
this
I
is
don't.
One of, you don't?
No.
You don't have the health issue? There's a,
not
there's
that
a health.
I'm aware of.
There's a health. She's telling me there's a health issue. So it's either around you, okay? If it's not directly to you, it's around you. And she's just saying it's one of the issues that you're dealing with.
Okay.
Do you understand this? You can understand this connection.
Okay. It could be like my thyroid or something.
Okay. Let me just ask her quickly. Hang on a second. Who's it connected with? You're telling me that she's a health issue. Okay. Thank you. Okay, it's to do with a gentleman. So it's not you, it's to do with a gentleman that's around you.
Okay, because I wouldn't know a gentleman. I can't think of anyone around me who has a health issue but the gentleman.
Okay, okay.
Well, my father did, and I took care of him.
Oh, okay.
But that was a long time ago.
Right, sometimes we have to think outside of the box, okay? So when I say a gentleman around you, this could, don't think always think of relative. Think of a friend that's around you, a close friend, okay?
Okay.
That could have an issue, okay? But she's talking about you yourself as well. You've got other problems. I'm not going to go into them, but you've got other problems that you just need to concentrate on. Stop burning up energy on something that isn't your problem, because you haven't got a problem with her. She's got a problem with you, and that's her problem, okay? So, hold on a second, sweetheart. Okay. So I'll tell you what, very quickly, what else I've got going on here is I've got a gentleman coming forward, and I want to say he's connected to this lovely lady. This is like a grandfather, very, very strong character. He's almost barging me into the room. So, you know, I'm in the studio, and he's barging me. So he's quite a strong character, and he's telling me that he would not take any messing. I don't take any messing, he's telling me. Okay? Okay, thank you. In fact, how do I say that politely? This gentleman is a lovely gentleman, okay? He's coming forward. He looks like he's got a moustache, but he didn't have a moustache all the time. But he had glasses, quite small glasses. Okay, do you understand this gentleman's spirit, being grandfather or grandfather figure?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but very strong character. And I have to say this, okay? He would take his glasses off and put them on the side, and not necessarily go up to have a fight, but he would certainly take his glasses off to face up to somebody. Would that make sense of this?
Yes.
Okay, because he was that sort. He's telling me, I just did not take any mess. If it was a problem, I would get it sorted. Okay, and he's telling me this is the attitude that you should have. Okay, he said, and like what Graham was saying, you just need to be strong. Okay, forget everybody else. Think about yourself, okay? Okay, sweetheart. Okay.
Why does that sister, my good sister, have a problem with me? I don't know what I did.
Jealousy. Okay, thank you. Jealousy. This is what I'm just being told. Jealousy.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
But I was the one, she was neglected, but I'm the one that everybody beat up on and still does.
Okay, okay. Okay, okay. Right, thank you. This is going to sound really bizarre now, and I know it's not going to sound in context of what you've been asking or what you've been saying about your parents, okay? But she's telling me you had the one thing that they didn't, okay? And that was the love from your mum and your dad. Although they didn't show it, this is what they're thinking, okay? This is what Granny's telling me.
Okay, so I was the youngest, and so they spent more time with me, so they were more connected to me.
There you go. This is Gran telling me this, okay? So they're jealous of the fact that you had, okay, what's that again? Okay, you had something that they didn't, and that's obviously the connection, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, and just very quickly before I finish off here, okay, she's talking about something that was left to you by your parents as well. Okay, she's not saying it's an item. Where is that then? Okay. Okay. It looks like a book or a document, or there's something that was left for you or given to you, and also this could be part of the problem. You can make connection to this?
Yes.
Okay, so this is again, could be part of the problem. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. She's talking about sharing. Okay, so this is something to do about sharing. Something was shared out or not shared out correctly, or but it could be to do with this love or the connection bit. There wasn't a fair share of connection or love going around. Okay?
Yes.
Okay? But, sweetheart, I'm gonna finish here, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Just take the love, okay? Believe it or not, take the love from your mum and dad and everybody else that's in spirit for you, okay? Remember what I said about the fact that we can, if you forgive those that have done wrong against you, okay? It doesn't mean that you're accepting, someone punched you in the face, okay? You can forgive that person. It doesn't mean you accept the fact that they've done harm against you, okay? It's just that you're releasing that negative, that emotional energy around it, enabling you to move on, okay? So take their love. Okay, if you want to listen back to this reading, obviously you can go on to www.mikespiritfm and listen to it back in the archives. Okay, sweetheart?
Thank you so much, and thank you for spending all that time with me. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Take care. Okay. Okay, just before we go back to the telephone lines, okay, I'm just checking the emails for competition, obviously, which I set. Okay, I'm just getting a thank you from somebody that won last week. I think it was Jonathan that won last week. He's just emailed me back to say that he travelled 3 hours to go and see Colin Fry, but he said he thoroughly enjoyed it, and thanks again. And obviously, what a great show. So thanks for that. That's lovely feedback. So again, guys, I've got a pair of tickets to go and see Colin Fry on the 19th of April in the Harlequin Theatre in Red Hill. If nobody wins them today, I'm going to go. No, I'm joking. Because it's not that far from where my dad lives. So, or my dad's going to get an early birthday present. One of the two, I don't mind. The 19th of April. The question is, okay, name one of the two lovely pets that passed to spirit that connected to us this week, okay? Just email me, info@nick-humphreys.com. Even if you don't want to go or you can't go, but you know somebody that would love to go, email me, okay? What a lovely present, a pair of tickets, okay, to go and see Colin Fry, okay? So, let's go back to the telephone and let's see who we've got on. It would work if I had my system up and running, probably, wouldn't it? So let's have a look. I think we have Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi,
thank you for waiting.
I would like to go, but I'm in the US.
Oh, okay. Whereabouts are you, sweetie? Whereabouts in the US?
In Maryland.
Maryland. Oh, lovely. Okay, sweetheart. So how can I help you this evening?
What's that?
Sorry?
Oh, so I guess I wanted to know about anybody that comes through.
Anybody that comes through, okay. Okay. Let me see how we get here, okay. Okay, anybody coming through? Okay. Second. Okay. Right, okay. I've got a gentleman here, okay. Gentleman, okay, thank you. He's probably about my height. I'm 5'9". Okay, thank you. Okay, and can you tell me what side of the family you're off? Okay. Okay, so, this gentleman, lovely gentleman, really, really gentle. Do you know when we're mediums, okay, we can feel the energy in the room either dip or get really high. And this guy has just come in and it's dipped slightly. Not a bad thing, it's just dipped. So his energy is really, really gentle. And I want to say, actually, I feel in connection towards the dad side of the family. I think this is probably a dad connection here. You understand dad in spirit world?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, thank you. He says to me, in his accent, well, there's a whole bunch of his here, okay? So there's quite a few in spirit world, okay, that are connected to you. Okay, thank you. Okay, I've got five here, but I'm only going to talk to him. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay.
Well, I've heard, because I'm working, you know, on my spirituality, trying to become a psychic, and I always hear there's a lot of them cheering me on.
Yeah. Do you know, someone, a medium over here in the UK, stupidly said to me, we have to be born with it to be a medium. No, we don't.
That sounds like my husband. My husband says that.
You don't have to be born be a medium, okay, to be with it. It's something that's there, but it's just not being switched on, okay? So you need
exactly.
to go to development groups and churches and, you know, sit with other mediums that can help you.
Meditate,
to turn those,
right.
Okay? So mm-hmm. this gentleman, he's a really... Okay, I think he's... he's talking about legs, okay? Did you have bad legs? Okay, he's talking about legs, and I feel I'm being drawn to him. He had something wrong with his legs, or because he's talking about walking. My knees have gone funny, so I'm having to like hold on to a chair to stand properly. Okay.
Yeah, he had trouble walking.
Okay. See. Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll take that away from me, please. Thank you. Okay. Okay. So why have you come through, darling? What do you want to say? Okay. 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 Right. Okay. Okay, right, so he actually wants to say something to your husband, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Because your husband, from what I understand, from what this gentleman, this lovely father figure, is saying to me, is that he starts a job, but he never finishes it. Do you understand this connection? Okay. 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 Now, I know, obviously, I could put, you know, you could put all men in that bracket, I suppose. We always start something. But he's quite particular, okay? He's in particular, okay, thank you. He's particular about, thank you. He's talking about something to do with the house, but more importantly, something to do with the car as well. Do you understand this?
The car, huh? Okay.
Something to do
know.
With the car. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let me work on that for a sec, okay? Okay.
We have four
okay.
cars.
because he just said the word tinker, okay? Which is, I think it's a British word, okay? Tinker, where he just messes around with a car or, you know, he's always doing something. He's tinkering around. Okay, but the message really is to your husband to say, get a move on. Get those jobs done. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. Have you got anything for her, sweetie? Okay. Okay. What book's that then? Okay. He's showing me books for you, okay? Now, I know I had a book for the last lady as well, but he's showing me books that there's been either your... You're reading a lot of books.
Right. Spiritual books, yeah.
But what you're doing is... he's telling me what you're doing is you're reading one book. You get to a section, a paragraph or a chapter, and you go, oh, hang on. And then you pick up another book and you sort of try and cross-reference them. Do you understand this?
In a way, I do, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you. He's telling me you don't need books. You don't need the books. Okay, this is what he's telling me. Okay. 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 Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, because he's telling me, actually, you pick up a lot of stuff on gut instinct.
Mm-hmm.
You understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. Candle? What's the candle for, then? What's the candle? When? When's that for? Okay. Right, he's giving me a candle, okay? So a candle to me would be either a birthday, obviously because we blow the candle out, or a celebration of some sort, because he's given me the month of June as well. Now, I know I've mentioned June in my show, but he's given me the month of June, so this could be a birthday passing...
My mother's birthday. My mother's
okay.
birthday.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. 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 666. What's that? 666. That's the number of beast. No, don't give me 666. What's that? He's given me two numbers, okay? 66, separate, 77. I don't know what they are, okay? But 66...
Well, it's going to be probably 86.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we can take that. I think that's you know, that's pretty good. Okay. Say again, sweetheart. Say again. Okay, say again. Okay. Say, can I hear it again? Okay, right. He's given me a name as well. He's given me the name of... I don't believe it's his, okay? But the name of Jonathan. Jonathan. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan? Is that right? Jonathan? Okay. He's talking about Jonathan. Here, he's saying Jonathan's here as well. So is a Jonathan spirit that you'd understand?
Okay. Not right now, I don't, but I'll...
Is he in spirit? Is he definitely in spirit? Yes, definitely in spirit. Okay. Okay. Okay, say again. The man with the what? The man with the dog. The man with the dog? So this might be something that you might have to take away with you to think about, or it may be coming up. I'm not saying that somebody down the road is going to pass over into the spirit world that would have had a dog, but he's definitely given me a dog, okay, and a gentleman as well called Jonathan. Okay, why are you giving me that, sweetheart? Why are you giving me those two? Okay, okay. Is there anything you want to ask this lovely father?
Yeah, I wanted to ask him. If he comes around, when does he come around?
When does he come around? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When does he not come around? Okay, hang on. Okay. 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 What's that then? Okay. Okay. I've asked him when he does this, okay, and what does he do? Now, and he's showing me... okay, thank you. He's showing me a remote control to a TV. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. Okay. He's telling me that your TV turns over on its own sometimes. This is what he's telling me. Okay, you'd understand this?
Well, no, but is that what he's doing?
He's telling me he does. Okay, he's telling me he does. He's telling me, okay, thank you. He's telling me you leave the room, TV turns over, you come back in on a different channel.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, you can take this connection. You have to take this connection because it's something either he's going to be doing or something he's doing already. I feel he's doing it already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hang on a second. Okay. Are you doing, hang on, I want to get this confirmed, Kathy, okay, for you. Okay, you're showing me a TV remote and you're showing me the TV changing. Is that what you're doing? Yes, sir. Okay, right. So, when do you do this? When do you do this? Okay. 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 On top of this, he's talking about a power cut. Okay? So, either there's a lack of energy or the power supply gets cut to your house and it's for a split second, so the lights would dim or go out.
Okay. Right.
Thank you. Okay. And this again, he's showing me this is what he's doing. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay. 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 Right. Now, I don't encourage this, okay? Obviously, it's nice to have relatives come in, okay, and, you know, show us that they're there because it's always lovely. But I don't encourage it because sometimes once you start to realize, especially if you're a developing medium, okay, you think it's great that spirit are coming to visit you, okay? But what you will notice is that spirit will come to visit you at night, okay? This is your time of day when you need to relax, recoup your energy, okay? So what I want to say to you on this, okay, is that you need to be strong, okay? And you need to say to spirit, whether it's relative or not, okay, this is my time for my, this is for me time. This is my relaxation time, me to go to sleep, get up and feel energized, okay? Because mm-hmm. what I'm feeling is that this could be happening really during the late evening or best part of the night, okay, with the electricity. Okay, thank you. Okay, right, okay. Thank you. Sorry, he's just talking about breakfast here. Hang on. Because he's talking about something that happens at breakfast time. He's talking sunny side up, he's saying. Sunny side up? Just
sunny
side up?
That's how he likes his eggs.
Okay, okay. So do you understand what I'm saying? So when if you're learning, okay, and you're developing, please be strong and be careful, okay? Because once you start to accept spirit, okay, then they can start to come in and they can start to build up their energy in the house and it can get difficult for you to get rid of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a word of warning. It's just something that me and my dear friend Michelle Morgan, we always teach our fledglings, okay? But Dad here is such a nice man. I've got to say...
Isn't he a sweetheart? He's going to be gone a year. His anniversary's coming up.
Okay. Okay, sweetie. Okay. Okay, what's that? Okay. Okay. He's talking about me. He's talking about me. Did he used to like Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, yeah.
Yeah. Because he just said to me today, he said, do you know what? I was watching Johnny Cash with you today. I had the film on Walk the Line. I had it on this morning. I had it on the TV. And he said to me, I was watching Johnny Cash with you this morning. So I had to pass that on to you because he's telling me he liked Johnny Cash. Okay,
wow.
Great. Okay, sweetheart. So because what happens here as well, and I'm going to extend this a little bit for you, okay, is that I put out the thought to spirit. Oh, you know, I'm doing a show tonight, 9:30. I wonder what's going to happen. You know, let it be a good show. And what happens then is that the thought process begins and spirit go, well, actually, I know exactly, you know, my daughter's going to be on your show tonight, Kathy, so I'm going to come and sit with you, you know, which is fine by me because I could be in control of it. But I'm amazed. He's just told me that he was watching TV this morning. Okay, so it's great. Okay.
See, and normally I'm not home at this time of day.
Okay.
And so I just happened to call in.
Okay. Okay, so, okay. Okay, it's also talking about you being very busy. I know you say you're not in normally this time of day, but you're very busy, okay?
Yeah, busy doing, you know, like art craft shows, busy going to Reiki, busy working.
Okay, okay, hang on a second. Don't, okay. Okay, what's that then? Okay, he's talking about your feet, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. because the underside of my feet, my soles of my feet, they started to ache or feel very sore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know, obviously, your dad, he had trouble walking, but I feel he's drawn to you because he's talking about you having to put your feet up or having them checked. You understand this?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, he's talking about blister. Are you getting blisters?
No, no blisters.
There's like a sore patch on your feet. He's definitely talking about a sore patch. Okay.
Well, I have arthritis on my left foot.
Okay. Hang on a second. Okay. Do you know? I don't know if you've ever done this. Do you know when you jump up and down, and you stretch the tendons in the soles of your feet, and it really burns? It's like you can't. It's giving me that sort of feeling to it as well. So it's like an ouch, can't walk for a couple of seconds. Do you understand this?
Oh, that's my husband. My husband has that problem.
Oh, okay. Okay,
well, there
you go.
Talking about my husband.
Oh, yeah, he's picking on your husband tonight, I have to say. Okay. Okay, he's talking about, I don't want to be rude, okay, but...
Go ahead, say it. I know what you're going to say.
He's telling me your husband's a bit slow. you understand
slow?
This? It's a bit slow, do you understand this? You can take what he's saying? It's a bit slow?
Meaning lazy, I think he means.
Yeah, it could be that.
Well, also slow meaning like he can't fix anything like my father could.
Yeah, it's a whole...
My father was very handy. He knew everything, how to fix everything.
Yeah, I feel like I feel that if he came around to your house today, he'd be quite annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he'd instead of him having to come around to do a visit, he'd have to come around and bring his toolkit, do stuff around the house, if that makes any
mm-hmm.
sense. Okay, but
yeah.
He's talking about, her husband's really slow. Okay, sweetheart, okay. So, sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
Okay.
Just take his love, okay, and the love of the spirit world with you, okay, because he's such a lovely guy, and continue on your journey of your spirituality and your development, okay, because I'm sure you're going to be fantastic, okay? And
okay, well,
remember
thank
what
you
it
so much.
Be strong.
You're
okay. Welcome, sweetheart. And obviously, if you want to listen back to the reading, obviously go to Mike Spirit FM, listen to it in the archives, okay, sweetheart. Thank you very much.
God bless.
Right, guys. Okay, sweetheart. God bless to you. I'm going to go back to the telephone lines in just a second because I need to check the emails. Do we have a winner? Or do we not? Do I give them to my sisters as a present? We don't have a winner as yet. Anyway, there's still time. I could continue the show until after. Hang on a second. So hang on, I'm just going to check the emails again. I do believe I've run out of time to go to the telephone lines. So let's have a look. So guys, it's a bit of a slow show tonight. Obviously, my apologies. And if you are out there and you do want a reading, please listen again next week. I think we've got an announcement to make in the next couple of weeks about my show. We do have a winner. We do have a winner. And I'd like to announce that obviously the winner is a gentleman called Paul. Well done, Paul, for emailing in and giving us the correct answer. And obviously Ben was one of them. So that's great. We've got a lovely winner. So I'll be contacting Paul after the show to get his details. But it's been a bit of a strange show. I know, obviously, I'd like to fit more readings in, really. And I'd like to get a lot more UK callers in as well to make it fair. I love doing readings for, our friends and relatives across the pond, you know. And if you are, if my cousin's listening out, Tom, listening out in Colorado, you know, hello, and also my good friend Steve, and also my other family that I know are listening tonight. Thank you so much for your support through this hard week that we've had, and I know that we can, you know, the weeks ahead will be getting better. But it's just sometimes these things happen, you know. I'm not saying you know everybody's pets just, you know, pass over and then these things happen. I'm just saying sometimes it's the readings, you know, it's about the information. I need to get the information right. Mediums, you know, we all work in different ways. What I want to say to you really is please go onto my website, okay? www.nick-humphreys.com. Okay, look at the events page. Come and see me live, okay? And come and see me with Michelle, because we make a great team. Obviously, there are things in the pipeline with other shows concerning other mediums. I can't talk too much just yet, because it's, you know, we haven't had the things finalised. And also, just, you know, look at me, look at what I do, and find me on Facebook as well, Nick Humphreys, or International Medium Nick Humphreys. So I want to say thanks, guys, for tonight. It's been a hard show for me tonight. Just because of the fact that we lost two loving family, friends, and members. So I'm going to close the show off there. And thank you for listening and joining me tonight. Love and light to you all.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.